Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. In continuation on our discussions on counselors, I want to talk about what I call multitude of counselors. My focus on this episode is very simple. I want us to look at situations where we get counselors from different people, or we get plenty counselors from maybe the same source. What do we do at such points? I use the phrase multitude of counselors from the Bible expression that says, in the multitude of counselors, a plan is established. I need you to remember that so far we have learned that it's important to seek counselors in life if we do not want to enter into ditch. It's important we seek counselors in life if we do not want to make mistakes that will ruin our lives. It's important we seek counselors in life if we do not want to continue to get poor performance when we should get peak performance. It's important we seek counselors in life when we want to get clear-cut directions on how to go about our life. In situations where you get many counselors from different people, sometimes we find it difficult to marry those counselors together. We start wondering, which one will I do and which one will I not do? Say for instance, you want to get married and somebody is saying, why are you concerned about the person's ethnic group? The Bible not say, if any man be in Christ Jesus is a new creature. And you say all of us are the same once we are Christian. And that person tells you, people from this part of the country, they are always bad men or they are bad women. And another person tells you that, how can you marry somebody who is not educated? You know, these are all counsels people are giving to you because you are trying to make a choice of a spouse. And they start wondering, which one do I take? Now, that's just an example. When you go to work, when you manage your business, when you run your family, there are different counsels you are going to get from different people. When you run into issues with your spouse, or you are trying to resolve a conflict or misunderstanding between you and your children or even your father, you get all kinds of counsels from different people. It becomes a problem when we can't marry these counsels together. It's that problem that I seek to proffer solutions to in this podcast. Now, before I go into that, I'd like to first of all explain to you why it's important to seek multitude of counsels. Now, like the Bible said, in the multitude of counselors, a plan is established. Multitude of counselors help you see diverse perspectives to an issue, thereby helping you have a holistic view concerning the issue at hand. That, to a very large extent, help you to make the best of decisions. You see, the choices we make in life is a product of the information we have at our disposal, or our ability to process the information we have. When you have limited information, limited knowledge on a subject matter, your chance of being able to take the right steps is very, very limited. That is why it's important that when you want to make a decision on a subject matter, get as much multitude as possible to counsel you on that matter. Take for instance, you want to launch a product. You may have to get a counsel from a brand manager, get counsel from a marketer, get counsel from an advertising person, get counsel from a business development expert. When you seek counsel from them, it's called consultancy. It may cost you money, like I said before, but the cost of the mistake you may make if you do not consult them is not in any way equal to the money you are going to pay you from. So when you seek counsels from these people, they give you different perspective how your product launch will play out from their own perspective, from their own training and expertise. So when they must have advised you and educated you on the subject matter, on the concept or idea of launching a new product or a service, that helps you to be able to make the right decisions, make the right choices, and step out to launch your product. Do you understand that? So when you want to take instructions, when you want to take steps in life, it's important that you seek as many multitude as relevant concerning what you want to do, so that you get well guided, you get adequate information that will ensure you make the right decision. Now, another important thing you should bear in mind concerning multitude of counselors is that they help you control your excesses, so that you don't take the actions, you don't make decisions and take actions that will get you into regret tomorrow. In life, one of those things that happen is that we make decisions sometimes not based on logic but based on our emotions. We make decisions based on how we feel, not how what we should it should be. We make decisions without logically thinking through whatever thing we want to decide. And in such situations and conditions, we run into trouble. We start wondering, how did I manage to do this? How did I manage to think like this? The problem is not that you want to run yourself into trouble. You have your own personality that either make you do things the excessive way or even less than you should. Now, when you have counselors, they call you to order a lot of times. That's if you have good counselors that you pay attention to. They will tell you, I know you feel this way, but please don't divorce your husband. I know you feel this way, but please do not give up on life. I know you feel, oh, this product is a fantastic one, but please, before you go into the launch, think through these things. Begin to ask yourself, are these products viable? Is it possible I'll be able to make sales? Begin to ask yourself these questions and begin to think through them. These are counsels that people will give to you. They will help you control your excesses. I've heard stories of married men, essentially, who want to do something. They feel this is a wonderful thing. And the woman, the way they were wired, of course, I'm not a woman, but I learned that the way they were wired, they have intuition. They may not be as knowledgeable as you, but something will just be telling them, this thing is not a good idea. This partnership is not a good deal. And when you have people like that who call you to order, who give you counsel, and you take those counsels, they will save you from your excesses. Counselors help you get grounded on the subject matter by providing you with all the relevant information you need to make the best decision. When you are trying to make a decision on how to train your children, and you go and get relevant information from different sources, just like what I have said before, these people help you to get grounded on that subject matter, thereby equipping you to be able to make the right decision, equipping you to be able to get the best results, and do every single thing you have to do exceptionally well. People who are trying to plot war or do something very strategic, they get counsel from every single expert, every single professional they need, so that they make the right decision that they will not have to regret tomorrow. Now, one other thing I want to tell you about multitude of counselors is that they can instill confusion in you. Yes, you may seek multitude of counselors and they end up making you so confused you don't know what to do. This situation occurs when you seek counsel from different people and one person tells you one thing and another person tells you another thing. And they start wondering, which one do I take among all these counsels? When you come into that situation and they are unable to decide what to do and what not to do at such point, you run into the trouble of either not taking any action or taking the wrong action. Now, what I want to share with you in the remaining part of this episode is this. What do you do when you get multitude of counselors that are contradictory and you are wondering which one do I take and which one do I not take? There are two things I think you should do to be able to move forward after you receive multitude of contradictory counsels. Number one thing I think you should do is to eliminate the ones you need to eliminate. Sit down and ask yourself, the basis for this person suggesting this, if it's baseless, then you have to get it out of the way. Let me give you an instance. You are trying to make a decision of investing your money in a business and building house in the village. And one of the counsels you get is this. You see, all your mates have built house in the village. You have to build your own. I see, for that reason, and business may just collapse any day and all that. If you build house in the village, at least when you go home, they know that you are doing well in town. For me, lads, if you are giving me advice, that my name is Joseph Dimoke, and they're telling me this, and someone else is telling me, invest in this business, because when you invest it, you create wealth, people cannot come and work for you, you take some people out of the unemployment scheme in Nigeria. Now, for me, it made sense to take the second counsel. The reason that in my head, I've eliminated the one of building house in the village so that they will know I'm doing well. For crying out loud, I don't need to make anybody know I'm doing well. The only person that bothers to me whether he knows I'm doing well is God. If there's any other person I want to know whether I'm doing well or not, is my wife. I'm not married. So it has to be her. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if I want anybody to check how well I'm doing, it has to be God. Or people who are there timing, group of people in the village who don't have any work, but counting whether I've succeeded or not succeeded. It is their personal problem whether they think I've succeeded or not succeeded. It is their headache and I don't want to eat paracetamol for them. Now, the point I'm making is this. You ask yourself which of these counsels makes sense and which one doesn't make sense. Begin to eliminate those ones that don't make sense. When you have eliminated them, you begin to see some that make sense. You now start wondering, which one should I do and which one should I not do? Begin to do what we did in physics or mathematics back in those days. When you are trying to plot a graph or plotting a graph and you want to get a straight line graph, every of the counsels may not fit in. But please try and make a connection. Draw a straight line between the points. Try and connect some of them and see the one that will suit perfectly into what you are trying to do. Then marry all of them together and do them. You will eventually get a straight line. That's to get your slope. What I'm saying in essence is this. People give you different counsels. Some of their counsels will be supporting each other. Marry them together to make your decision. There are some that are outrightly bad. And what you do to such counsels is to get rid of them. you cannot marry those counsels together if you want to make the best decisions in life. The point I've made today is this. In life, we need as many counsels as possible. However, when we get plenty of them and they start getting conflicting, eliminate those that need to be eliminated and try to marry others together. See how they support each other to help you make the best decision. Do not run into confusion because you have multitude of counselors. And to even save yourself from having difficulty in deciding the one to take and not to take, please turn on your mental and spiritual antivirus. That saves you from hearing the wrong thing or even imbibing the wrong thing. And be careful who you go to seek counsels from. There are people who I don't seek counsels from them because I know what they are going to say on a particular subject matter and I don't give a damn to their opinion. So these are things you bear in mind, and you'll be able to come to the point where you can seek multitude of counselors from the right sources so that you don't have so much difficulty trying to marry them together. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brugid Step Up, brought to you by Brugid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brugid.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brugid World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.